Okay, deep breath. Tizzy. You can always tell when someone's thinking about going north, toward that place. They get quiet, not nervous, focused. They start checking things that won't save them anyway. They say things like, "We'll be quick." Nobody is ever quick up there. Tizzy isn't really a place. It's a moment. The moment where you realize turning back would feel worse than going on. You hear the clicking. Not loud, not urgent. Just enough to let you know you're borrowing time from something that doesn't lend twice. And you tell yourself it's fine. Because telling yourself it's fine is easier than admitting you've already decided. People don't talk about what it does to your head. Before your body feels anything, your thoughts change. You feel sharp, confident, like every bad idea suddenly sounds reasonable. You stop thinking in plans. You start thinking in steps. One more building, one more room, one more door you shouldn't open. And then there are the others. You don't hear them. You sense them. The air feels wrong, too still, like something is waiting and you just walked into its patience. Everyone up there believes they deserve to make it out. That belief is dangerous. Nobody greets anyone. Nobody asks questions. Because questions invite answers. And answers invite fear. And fear makes noise. The smart ones don't rush. They don't search. They don't touch anything. They wait. Because sooner or later, someone else will come through carrying exactly what they need. Funny thing is, if you make it back from Tizzy, you won't talk about it. You'll laugh it off, make it sound smaller than it was, change the subject. That's how you can tell it stayed with you.